Hello, welcome to Built to Go, a van life podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Wagg, coming to you from Malaga, Spain, and I am on board the Royal Clipper, which is the world's largest sailing vessel with 5 masts and 42 sails, and we are docked in Malaga in the shadow of the Alcazaba. I forgot the name of it because I'm terrible, but a very big fortress that anybody familiar with the region could remember the name of, except me. I'm wandering the decks as the crew is rapidly preparing for our next sailing, where we are going to Valencia, Spain, and the Balearic Islands, finally ending up in Villefranche-sur-Mer, my favorite place to pronounce, up near Nice in France, after which I will spend a day in Monaco, and then finally head home and get back on the podcast game here. And I appreciate those of you who are listening along with me on this trip, and I also appreciate those of you who really wish I would just get back to the regular format, but I promise to do that as soon as possible. In fact, I recorded another podcast for you yesterday in Puerto Banús. Alas, the phone ate it. My iPhone decided that you were not going to listen to that podcast, and it is gone forever. So I apologize. So I'm redoing it here today. Before I get into what's going on our trip here, which has been unbelievable, I do want to share a piece of news that I've had for a while that I haven't really got around to processing yet, and that is that in the United States, Ram ProMaster is reintroducing the ProMaster City in a brand new platform, and that means we are going to have a small cargo van once again sold in the United States. Looking at the specs, this thing is a little bit bigger than the old ProMaster Cities, has a Turbo 4 in it, front wheel drive, and it's kind of important, the back is big enough to hold a 4x8 sheet of dry goods, so you can just slide a piece of plywood in there. And what that means is that it's 8 feet long, which means just about any of us can fit a bed in there. So I'm pretty excited about that. They start at about $40,000, which, you know, seems like a lot, but eventually the used market will provide us, hopefully, with a lot of very affordable and very nicely sized vans. And, you know, with gas prices being the way they are and rumored to stay at this price point until 2028 or longer, then, these vans might be very, very popular, which would be good for everyone. So I will have a bigger report about that once I'm back home and can give it a full look. But I'm excited, and I hope this will encourage the other manufacturers to do the same, because, geez, we need to have some small vans. Our country is in such dire need of little vans, in my opinion. So today I'm in Malaga, which is a beautiful city on the south coast of Spain, just at the entrance of the Mediterranean Sea. It's a gorgeous day. I really wish you could be here with me. I'm surrounded by multi-hundreds of million euro yachts. One across from me is owned by a Kazakh billionaire. Today I learned there are Kazakh billionaires. The Saudi family in Saudi Arabia, the Saud family, they own another yacht here. Yeah, there's a lot of rich people here, but our ship is the coolest. It's kind of fun sailing around on a ship where everyone kind of stops and looks, and no matter what ship they're coming off of, they're all admiring ours. I admit to taking some pleasure in that. We are having such a great time on the ship. Half of us left today. This is kind of a two-part cruise, and I'm sad that half the group left. Many of my favorite people were in that group. And yesterday we had kind of a celebration of the ship, and we climbed the rigging. We climbed up in the masts, which one of which is 110 feet tall. And we went on the bowsprit netting. And the bowsprit is the pointy part at the front of the ship, and on either side there are nets that connect to the ship. We actually crawled out on those nets while the ship was sailing. So we were hanging over the water. Folks, this is a really cool thing. I get it's a van life podcast, I know that, but I think anybody who likes vans would like this too. Yesterday we were in, where were we yesterday? Come on, brain, you can do it. Oh, yesterday we were in Puerto Banús. Puerto Banús is not my favorite port. It's kind of a rich playboy kind of port. It's where Below Deck filmed some episodes there. Not my thing, but before that we were in Gibraltar. Gibraltar was cool. I had a lot of fun in Gibraltar. We went up on the mountain, or the rock, as they call it, and saw a bunch of Barbary macaques running around. None of them interfered with us, and we didn't interfere with them. Some of us went into the tunnels, and some of us went into this cave that they've built a light show in. It's pretty fabulous. And then there's also a theater in there, and you can see concerts inside the cave, inside the Rock of Gibraltar. That would be a lot of fun. But alas, we didn't have time. Wandered about town, got back on the ship. The day before that, we were in... Where were we? Why don't I remember this? Oh, that's funny. I can't remember it backwards. I can remember forwards. We were in Cadiz, Spain, which is one of my favorite cities down here. Lots to see there. I took a bunch of folks to something I stumbled upon by accident. There's an office building, and in the basement of the office building, there is a garum factory. If you've not heard of garum, it is a Roman fish sauce. And now the factory is long gone. They found the ruins when they were building the office building, but rather than just cover them up, they decided to make a little museum for them under the office building. And it's free. You just walk in and see a 2,000-year-old fish sauce factory. And this garum stuff was a big deal. This was the biggest export of the Roman Empire. People went crazy for this stuff. And honestly, it sounds really disgusting. They would put fish intestines and other parts of fish in these vats and just let them sit there for months. And then add lots of salt and then scoop it up and put it in bottles and sell it or give it away or I don't know. But I'm glad I wasn't living in Roman times. I'm sure that place smelled wonderful. And then right around the corner is the tallest tower in Cadiz. And these towers were merchant towers. Merchants would build buildings with warehouses, and then they'd have a tower on the roof, just kind of a square tower, almost like a steeple, but without the pointy part. And they would go up as high as they could so that they could see their ships coming in the harbor. So they were observation towers. And this was the tallest, but somebody built a camera obscura in there. And if you're not familiar with the camera obscura, this is a device that lets you spy on your neighbors, basically. It's kind of hard to explain. It's a mechanical device, no digital stuff at all, that will project the world around you onto a table in front of you. So when you visit this, you go and see this big round table, and what you're seeing is the town around you live. It looks like video, but it's really just a trick of lenses. And it's incredibly high resolution, and you can turn this wheel and zoom in and like see people going about their business. It's an old technique, but it's really cool when it's done on a big scale like this. And this is one of the few in the world that do it so well. There's another one in San Francisco, but this one's better, in my opinion. So that was a lot of fun. Then a lot of us got tapas and stuff. I mean, there's just so much to do in Cadiz. I absolutely love Cadiz. Before Cadiz was Porto Mayo, which is a port in Portugal. And that is just a lovely little port. I did not do much that day. I was trying to recuperate for... you know, things going on. And oh, hey, here comes one of my crew members here. It is David. David, say hello to the podcast. There you go. David is not a van life person, but he's a really cool Canadian guy, and we are very happy to have him.
I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. I will catch up with you later. Thank you. It is nice traveling with folks, you know. Imagine if you could do something like Van Fest or Schoolypalooza or whatever, and instead of just camping out in a field or whatever, you woke up in a different place every day. That's kind of what this is like. Our cabins are like our own little vans. And I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. So Porto Mayo is beautiful. But before that, we were in Lisbon. Lisbon is a cool city. I had all kinds of trouble in Lisbon. I've got tales from the road endless, some of which I cannot tell. But I did not have a great start to my trip in Lisbon, and it ate up all my time, and unfortunately, I did not get to see a lot of what I wanted to see. But I'll tell you one quick story. So I'm flying. I had a very long trip. I had to change planes in Copenhagen, and they altered my flight, so I had a 10-hour layover in the middle. It was pretty terrible. So I got a hotel for those 10 hours, ended up, you know, being in there for like 4 hours. Finally get to Lisbon. It's near midnight. I have the address for the hotel. I give it to the Bolt driver. Bolt is like a European version of Uber. Takes me to the address, and it's a construction site. No sign of the hotel. There's some buildings around, but none of them have signs. Driver doesn't speak much English. I certainly don't speak much Portuguese. We try to figure it out, and we decide that this is the wrong hotel. Because the name of the hotel's Hotel Lisbon, and there's like 6 places named Hotel Lisbon, and they're all different. So he takes me to another hotel, and I'm like, okay, this looks familiar. Drops me off. I go inside, and they're like, no, this is not your hotel. And I'm like, the reason this looks familiar is because it's the hotel some of my group is staying in, but not me. So I look over my records, and I'm sure the address is right. I get another bolt and go all the way back to where I just was. And again, I'm in a construction zone. There's no signs. There's no hotels. I don't know what's going on. But at this time, I have the guy drop me off. And I wander around, and I can't find anything that looks like a hotel. And I have 110 pounds of baggage with me. I have a 50-pound roller bag and a 60-pound backpack. And I'm just looking for this hotel at midnight. And then finally, some folks in the Discord channel for my travel group, not the Van Life group, go on Google Street View, and they say, well, you should be right here. And I was right there. And it turns out that the hotel, which is a Hilton, doesn't have a sign because this hotel is a Duo, whatever that is. It's Duo by Hilton Curio Collection, and they think it's too cool to have a sign on their hotel. Instead, they have this weird logo that's the letter D and this big long line and a circle, and that is it. It's just little sign over the door, no big sign, nothing says hotel, nothing says Hilton, there's no lobby visible from the street, it's just this door you go in. So it took me 90 minutes and 50 euros in fees to find this place. I go inside and they say, you don't have a reservation. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Turns out I did have a reservation and I had all the documents and I showed them, and it is from their hotel confirming my reservation. And they're like, well, we don't have your reservation. And I'm like, I don't care. Give me a key to a room right now. It was not my favorite moment, but eventually they did. I finally got a key to the room, went to my room, was a little angry at this major hotel not being able to like have a sign for people who've never been there before. And had breakfast the next morning, got the heck out of there, and continued my adventures in Lisbon. So yeah, as they say, everything is content, but that doesn't mean all content is wanted. As far as van life goes in these places, oh man, you could do so much van life here. Cadiz is an old city. You know, in many of these places, what you want to do is van life just outside the city and then come into town on public transport or whatever. Lisbon is a little weird. All of Portugal is a little weird about van life. It's officially outlawed somehow, but I still see people doing it. It's just you have to be careful where you park. Spain seems to be much more open. I think you could just do amazing things in Spain. I mean, if you're the kind of person that thinks Spain is like just Madrid or just Barcelona, you've got a whole world to explore out there. Spain is incredibly diverse with different regions and different cultures and even different languages. Yeah, I think Spain is an unexplored treasure, and I hope to spend more time here. Gibraltar is a cool place to visit, but I'll tell you, if you're going to do van life, don't go to Gibraltar with your van. Go to the Spanish coast right around Gibraltar and then go into town on public transport. It's not far. Gibraltar's tiny. It's an easy border crossing, even though you're leaving the Schengen zone and going to the UK, technically. Do that. Don't try to stay in Gibraltar. I don't think it would be worth it, but totally doable. And then Puerto Banús, I would just ignore. Don't even bother, unless you really like watching rich people buy crazy things. I mean, I was passed by Ferraris and Bentleys and even a McLaren. I mean, if that's your thing, if you want to watch people, then that's your place. But that is not my thing. I think Marbella is a better choice, or Ronda. Ronda nearby is beautiful. And many of our group went to Ronda, and I think that would be a much, much better choice than going to Puerto Banús. Malaga is a great hub city. Beautiful city, lots of old stuff to see, fortresses and walls and a lot of modern stuff. And I think if you were going to explore the Andalusian region of Spain, Malaga would be a great place to, you know, have your be as your base. You can fly in here, rent a van, drive around, or you can just drive down here. I am not going to get to explore it very much, sadly, because I have administrative stuff to do today, but it's beautiful. And I will be coming back as soon as I possibly can. Now, for the rest of the trip, we're heading up to Valencia, where the City of Arts and Sciences is, one of my favorite architectural things in the world. It's where movies like Tomorrowland have been filmed, and while Tomorrowland may not have been the greatest movie in the world, it's amazing to realize that the Tomorrowland that they depicted in the movie is kind of real. That's what this place looks like. It's amazing. And then from there, we go up to the Balearic Islands, which is Menorca, Majorca, Corsica, and we finally end up in Nice. And then I'm going to go to Monaco just to check off another country as I get close to my 100 country bucket list, as according to the Century Club. I think I'm in the 90s now, so I'm getting close. And then, once I've done that, I can submit for membership. And then, I don't know, I give 140 bucks a year, I guess, just to say I'm a member of the Century Club. I don't know, I'm just doing this for fun. I don't know if I care about being a member or anything. Anyway, guys, that's just an update about where I am. And I wish you were here with me. This is a very, very fun thing we're doing here. This ship, just being on this crazy sailing ship is so much fun. In fact, a lot of folks like me are like hesitant to leave the ship. Like, okay, yeah, we're in this cool place. There's all kinds of stuff to do on land. But, you know, what if we just stayed on the ship and just kind of chilled out? Things are kind of crazy here today. They're changing the oil on the engines, which, yeah, you want to see an oil change. They've got this big Cat 3516 on here that runs the main propeller, and I lost count of how many 55-gallon drums they just pulled off, but it was like 20 or 30. These things take a lot of oil. We had an engine room tour, which was really cool. That's a very rare thing to do on ships these days, and in the engine room, they said that they basically rebuild the entire engine every 10 or 20,000 hours, which is just stunning. They take the thing down to the block. So they're really trying to make this ship last forever and ever and ever, and I hope it does. It is a completely impractical pipe dream. It's amazing this thing ever got built. It makes no sense in a world that has to make money. But you know what? It makes the world a better place. It's beautiful. Everybody loves being on it. Everybody loves seeing it. And sometimes I think we need more of that and a lot less focus on money. Anyway, it's easy for me to say that because I paid the money to be on the ship. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope the news isn't getting you down too much. We're kind of ignoring it here and just glancing and wincing every once in a while. But I will be back in the States in a week or so, and we'll get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. So until then, be well. Thank you for listening, and I will see you down the road.